So I'm looking at one of mine now, and I'm really glad that Becca chose this one to do a monologue on. It's an image I took of a little stream eddy where water was cascading, and it wasn't a big drop, but it created a lot of bubbles and really small bubbles, just in this little pool, and the bubbles kind of swirled around pretty rapidly and then moved on down the stream. And I was again with kids, so hastily snapping away as close as my macro lens could get to the water without submerging it and ruining the camera, and hoping that no kid would push me and I would fall in the stream at the same time. And these were pictures I took kind of rapidly, and it was a series of them, and I had to look at that series and figure out the best one, and I chose this one. I think what excited me most looking at the image later was that I felt like I had actually been playing with a different medium than film or digital photography, for that matter. That it really felt like this is as close as a photographer can come to playing with paint, because each of the bubbles, as they have so much motion in them, they sort of shatter on each other, and there's these white, sort of wispy lines that you can be seen in between some of the bubbles, which just really reminded me of how painters manipulate white in really unique ways to show the shine on things, the depth of things. It was fun to have been able to play like that with photography as opposed to paint. And then, of course, these bubbles have immense depth. They seem to billow from depths. It reminds me of a sense of sort of, well, boiling, although the water, of course, wasn't hot, but that's one of the titles I really does come to mind, that there's this boiling up of energy in this image. So I'll go with boiling as my first title. And then to take in the green, the blue, really the rich colors and their mystery, I think, in this image is where I would point my thoughts towards another title. I think maybe what I'll go with in this one is simply swimming.